Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A.'s second quarter 2014 earnings conference call. Today, we have here with us the executives, Mr. Frank Zitoli, CEO, CFO, and IRO of the company, Mr. Thiago Baggi, Chief Commercial Officer, Mr. Luciano André Merigo, Chief Operations Officer, and Mr. Gustavo Dall'Onder, Financial Manager and Investor Relations Manager. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A.'s remarks are over, there will be a question-and-answer session when further instructions will be given. This conference call is being simultaneously translated into English, and questions may be asked normally by participants from abroad. Should any participant need assistance during this conference call, please press star O to reach an operator. This conference call is also being broadcast live on the internet via webcast and can be accessed at www.unicasamoveis.com.br/ri, where you can also download the respective presentation. Slide selection will be controlled by you. There will be a replay facility for this call soon after it has come to an end. We would like to remind you that webcast participants may post the questions to Unicasa, and these will be answered after this conference call by the company's investor relations department. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements that may be made relative to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A. business perspectives, projections, operating and financial goals are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company, and assumptions of Unicasa management and on information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are no guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors and analysts should understand that general conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Unicasa and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference call over to Mr. Frank Zitoli, Unicasa's CEO, who will start the presentation. Mr. Zitoli, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone. In this quarter, we observe a somewhat stronger retraction movement in the market, as seen in Brazil's low GDP growth. Indices that capture consumers' confidence and the business community confidence have been pointing to constant decline, reaching levels compatible with those of 2009, when the economy was impacted by the global financial crisis. Negative pressures on Brazil's economy are evident, and inflation is reaching the upper range of the goal. To slow down consumption, the Selic interest rate was raised, making consumer loans more expensive and thus reducing its demand. Therefore, our result continues to be pressured by macroeconomic factors. We have spared no effort to adjust to this new reality by reducing our costs and expenses in this quarter. We can observe a reduction in some types of expenses in our operating result. However, it continues to be impacted by reduced sales and by a mismatch between the timing in which we recognize revenues and recognize expenses related to those sales coming from our channel of own stores, which continues to gain more importance in our business, and so this difference becomes even more pronounced. The quarter ahead of us will be marked by the upcoming elections, adding to the existing uncertainty in the country's economic scenario. We believe that growth will only resume after the elections are over. Please go to slide 5, where we can see the main highlights for the period. We closed the second quarter with a net income of 3.3 million and a margin of 3.6%. Our revenue increased 1.8% in the Delano and Favorita brands and 4.9% year-to-date. Increase of 1.3% in the gross margin of the quarter, reaching 40.6%, and 1.1% increase in year-to-date. Reduction of 2.9% in administrative expenses and 1.3% in year-to-date. Surplus cash of 16.4 million on June the 30th,
up 47.7% from the start of the year and up 26.6% from the same period of last year. And we discontinued the operations of Telesul Modulados brands. Well, now I will be giving the floor to our Chief Commercial Officer, Tiago Baix, who will explain the company's sales performance. Tiago, over to you. Good morning, everyone. We are on slide 7, the performance of Delano and Favorita brands. My initial remarks, in addition to what Frank mentioned regarding the macroeconomic scenario of the country, are that the second quarter was impacted by the World Cup and a reduction in the sales schedules, in the transactions, in the schedules in the store sales, and in our manufacturing facilities. So in addition to macroeconomic adversities, the commercial calendar was negatively reduced compared to the previous quarter. Still, talking about Delano and Favorita, these two brands posted a slight growth compared to the same period of last year, growing 1.8% gross revenue ex IPI, plus 4.9% compared to the first half of 2013. And there was an average 6% increase in average price and 9.7% up in the average price in the first 6 months. And modules sold, as you can see, down 4% compared to the same quarter of last year and down 4.4% year to date. What we saw in Delano Favorita is not happening with New and Casa Brasileira. Here we feel the impact of macroeconomic adversities, and we add to that the delayed launch and delayed delivery of new homes for the C class. And so New and Casa Brasileira exclusive stores had a 13.4% decline in gross revenue, minus 9.5% year to date. Average price overall remaining the same as last year, down 0.3% from second quarter 13. And we can see a decline of 13.2% from the second quarter of last year and down 11.7% year to date. This is also observed on slide 9 for New and Casa Brasileira multi-brand, where the competitive environment and the macroeconomic conditions are very similar. In multi-brand, we had a 10.7% retraction from second quarter 13 and down 8.5% year to date. Average price decreased 4.4% from the second quarter 13 and practically in line or down 0.9% year to date. In modules sold in the multi-brand segment, modules sold fell 6.6% from the second quarter 13 and 7.6% year to date. What is important on slide 10 that we would like to mention is the performance of Telesul Modulados. There was a significant reduction, 82% decline from the second quarter of 13. So in the end, the company decided to discontinue this line of products, especially because we understand that given the characteristics of this module furniture, it gets away from our main product, the customized furniture. We believe that our profitability, once we discontinued this brand, our profitability will increase. So we had a 78.8% decline in gross revenue year to date. This contributes to more than 60% of the sales decrease that we posted in 2014 year to date. On slide 11, we see Unicasa Corporate, sales that go to hotels and developers. We again saw a substantial increase in gross revenues, 48.8% from the second quarter 13 and up 50.4% year to date. Average price a little bit lower, minus 15.4% from the third quarter and -6.2% year-to-date. Module sold grew 75.8% from the second quarter 13 and 60.3% year-to-date. The corporate market continues to be overheated and contributing to the results of the company. On slide 12, we have the export market. In the second quarter, gross revenue ex IPI increased 45.8% from second quarter 13 and 40.6% year-to-date. Average price increased 3.1% from second quarter 13 and 24.1% year-to-date. Modules sold grew 41.4% in this quarter and 13.3% year-to-date. The export market, in our opinion, in the next 6 months, we'll see a somewhat slower operation, more or less equivalent to the second quarter of 13. It had some influence of Telesul Modulado's products, but now this line of products has been discontinued. So this kind of growth, 45 or 46% from the in this quarter, we shouldn't expect this kind of growth as strong as this looking forward. Unica the consolidated date on slide 13 now, please. Gross revenue decreased 7.7% in the quarter. If we isolated the decline of more than 80% of Telesul, this drop would be of around 3.5%. And year-to-date, 4.2% reduction in gross revenue. Average price decreased 3.4% in the quarter and increased 3.4% year-to-date. Modules sold fell 4.4% from second quarter 13 and down 7.4% year-to-date. On slide 14, we give you our sales and distribution channels. In this quarter, again, we had a reduction in the number of stores in our exclusive dealers network. We had a retraction of 52% in the consolidated numbers. This becomes a little bit more clear on slide 15. This retraction was 17 units for Delano and Favorita. It's still the result of the purging movement we've been conducting for over a year now, with a low impact on sales, because these two brands continue to deliver higher results than the previous years in the last three quarters. On the other hand, 35 fewer new stores. And this is due to the macroeconomic scenario, what's happening with the Brazilian C-Class, and because this is an entry-level brand. And that starts partially to impact our revenue performance, because these were 35 stores that have been performing quite well, but we are not going to be counting on those stores in the coming quarter. So the performance of the new brand will be impacted in the coming quarters. I will now turn the floor over to Gustavo, who will be talking about slide 16, the executive summary of the company. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Tiago. Please go to slide 16. Here we can see the economic and financial performance of Unicasa. As Tiago mentioned, net of our decision to discontinue the Telesul Modulados brand, our revenue was down 3.4% in this quarter and down 1.2% year-to-date. The company's total net revenue was down 7.6% in the quarter and 4.7% year-to-date. Our gross margin was up 1.3 percentage point from the second quarter of 13 and up 1.1 percentage point year-to-date. Our net margin was 5.6% in the quarter and 7.1% year-to-date. On slide 17, we present our gross margin in the period and year-to-date. In this quarter, we had reductions in general manufacturing expenses, particularly depreciation expenses, which contributed to this margin increase in the period. On slide 18, operating expenses grew by around 200,000 reals in the quarter. This variation stems primarily from expenses coming from our own stores, and they're mostly related to an increase in sales. The amortization of commercial locations has contributed significantly to this increase. In May of this year, we opened our last owned store, and this amortization was added to the company's results, thus increasing this expense line item.
As for expense reductions in this quarter, we can highlight a reduction in customer service expenses and in Telesul Modulados variable expenses. This trend was discontinued in the beginning of the second quarter. Expenses related to provisions and other items, such as advisory and marketing, were also reduced in this quarter. On slide 19, we can see, as previously pointed out, the factors contributing to a reduction of our net income, which was 3.3 million reals, down 21.2% compared to the same quarter of last year. EBITDA on slide 20 reached 4.5 million reals, down 23.2% from the same period of last year. On the next slide, we can observe that a reduction in revenues and an increase in selling expenses were the main factors impacting our EBITDA reduction. I now turn the floor over to the operator to start the question and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your touch tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. We would like to remind you that if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Again, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. We will be closing today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Frank Zitterli to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir. I would like to thank you all for joining our conference call. For more information, please contact our IR department. I wish you all a good day and thank you very much. That does conclude Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A.'s conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.